Real stories, reliable information, the latest technology and news. Welcome to the Plastic Surgery Hub podcast, connecting people with practitioners.
Hello, listeners. It's Trish Hammond here again from Transforming Bodies. And today I've got the great opportunity and delight to speak with Leanne. Now, I know nothing about Leanne except what she's about to share now. So Leanne's just recently had surgery with Dr. Gavin Sandico, and she's going to share her story with us. So welcome, Leanne.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
That's fine.
After a couple of little hiccups with the technology, but anyway, we're all on track now. So tell me, Leanne, what did you have done and how long ago?
I have had like a bit of a journey. So I wanted a full body lift. And I started, when I saw Dr. Gavin, I asked him for a full body lift, and he just said, you know, he could give me better results if I had it in stages, just for the, you know, letting things heal. So, you know, do the front and then they can do the back. And that made sense to me. So I started back in May 2018, mm-hmm. and I had the insides of my thighs done, and I had a breast lift in the one surgery. And then August, I think, after that, I had the lower back lift and outer thighs, kind of doing the one.
So how far between your first surgery, so your first surgery was when?
In May.
In May.
And May. And then my next one was in, August. So it was about 4 months later.
Yeah, right.
And
right.
Then in November, I went back and had my stomach done with the muscle repair, and I also had fat grafting in my breasts and under my eyes. And then this year I needed a bit of a revision on my back because it kind of dropped, and I only a little bit, but I wanted to get the outside of my saddlebags done because I felt, you know, being so little around the waist, which I wasn't used to, I felt made the saddlebags on my legs out of proportion. So I got Dr. Gavin to fix that.
Good on you. So tell me, so had you lost a heap of weight before?
Yes, I had. I had my kids when I was really young, and I got really big really quickly, and then I lost about 65 kilos, but about 20 years ago. So I just, so I've kept it, the weight off, fluctuating, you know, between sort of 6-7 kilos over the last 20 years. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I just had all this excess skin and mm-hmm. very saggy breasts because like I was about 127 and then went down to around, you know, the 70 to 78.
Wow.
That's where I've kind of fluctuated for the last 20 years.
So how did you lose the weight to start with?
Oh, you know what? I don't even know. It was so long ago. And I know that I did at the time, like I used to try everything in the world. You know, yeah. I've been on every diet you can imagine.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I had a marriage breakup, and yeah, I don't know. I really honestly can't remember which particular thing it was.
Yeah, you know, it's a little bit like me, so it's like a combination of a lot of different things that you did over the time, and then you lost your weight. So, that's really good. So tell me, how did you decide on Dr. Sandico?
So, I actually, I found Dr. Sandico first, mm-hmm. and then I am a researcher, and I don't make decisions like that easily. So, I started really researching the other doctors, and I felt that Dr. Sandico had the most, you know, before and afters and the most sort of things that I could read on him with similar surgeries, because they weren't the usual breast surgery. You know, they were, you know, the body lifts and things. So I also was really impressed with, you know, his credentials and, you know, his reputation. So I did a bit of research and then just kept going back, and I felt really safe when I saw Dr. Sandico. So yeah, that's how I went that way.
Yeah, fantastic. So tell me about your experience. Like, so did you decide on him before you went for a consult? Had you been to more than one doctor for a consult, or you just decided, did your research, decided he was the one you were going to go to, saw him, he was perfect, and you thought, yep, that's it?
I had a consult with a plastic surgeon like 20 years ago when I lost all my weight. So I'd had one back then, but yeah, after I did all my research and I went in and had the actual face-to-face with Dr. Sandico, and I just didn't feel that I needed to have another opinion when, you know, I had done my research and I felt really comfortable. So, yeah, I just feel like I could have complicated it more.
Yeah.
If I'd had any worries or if I'd have had any doubts or anything, then, yes, I definitely would have had more consults.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So tell me, what was your experience with Dr. Sandico like? Like, obviously, you would have been in hospital for a little while. Did you have private health insurance for a start?
No, I didn't. And that was a thing. I feel like I'd carried the skin around for so long, and I was nearing, you know, I was nearing sort of my mid-40s, and I really just wanted to get it done. Like I decided that that's what I wanted to do. So I booked in the order that I did, because the first two surgeries that I had were less, they were less intrusive and less expensive overall. So I decided to just go ahead and pay for the first two. And by the time I had my third, my health insurance had kicked in.
Okay, so you got your insurance after you'd already been to the first one.
So I've had the first two that I just paid for, and I only had overnights in hospital. But the third one, which was the big one, the tummy, that was the one that the health insurance took over, and they've paid for my last two.
Okay.
So it was more expensive to do it that way, but in the long run, like I just wanted to get started. I didn't want to wait another year before I started on the journey. I just couldn't wait. And I was lucky enough to use my super too.
Yeah.
So that was great.
I think that's happening a lot these days, because people just, you know, they really need to, get themselves sorted. And
can I say, it can be life-changing. Like for me, it's been absolutely life-changing. How I perceive myself. I can wear boy leg underpants and not spill over the top. And I love that. Like, that makes me feel so happy.
Yeah, of course. So how has it changed your life then? Well, actually, before we talk about that, what about how did you actually so basically you had all of your procedures all together over the, was it 1 year all up?
Yeah, about a year, over a year, yep.
Awesome. And how was there? Was there ever any time when you thought, "Oh my God, what have I done?"
No,
because you've done your research for years before, hey?
Yeah, and I was just so, you know, by the time I went to Dr. Sandigo to talk about these procedures, I'd carried around the weight, you know, the excess skin, and you know, your skin. I don't know about others, but you know, my skin's not tight and taut. You know, like I've been really big and I wasn't. So I didn't expect, you know, to walk out of there being like a tight person. Yeah. And so when I did have the procedures, I was just so, so thrilled with how it looked that I didn't regret it. Not even once. Not even when I was in pain.
Yeah, fantastic. And what do you reckon is there anything that you think that, like, I mean, I love the fact that you had it done over a few procedures, because that's me as well, but so many people have done together, and, you know, more power to them for doing it, but that's definitely not me, so I'm definitely the same person as you. So why did you choose to do that, and are you glad that you did? Because there's three surgeries, three recoveries, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, it ended up being four, so I've had the four. I felt the way that he'd kind of explained it to me made sense, that when he did my back, you know, all the way across my back and around my hips, if I've also got all the way around my stomach, because I needed an extended tummy tuck, you know, like the one that goes all the way around.
Yes.
I could just imagine what I would have, you know, having competing scars front and back, and not the actual scars, but the wounds in the beginning. you know, because you're quite stiff and, you know, when you're moving, I don't know that I would have had such a positive recovery if I'd have had both, you know, the front and back at the one time. And also, too, it made sense that if you get one to really heal and knit, then he could really reef up the stomach.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, so it just really, truly made sense to me.
Okay, I'm making little notes. I've got so I'm just going to run through this with you again. So your procedure number one, you had which two procedures done?
The procedure number one, I had a breast lift,
mm-hmm.
and I also had 10 centimetres taken off the inside of each thigh.
Okay, so breast lift, thigh lift, procedure one.
Yep.
And procedure two?
Lower back lift.
And so that went all the way from where to where?
So it went all the way from sort of like the front hip bone all mm-hmm. the way around to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that
was okay. Okay, and so that was one procedure on its own?
Yes.
Awesome. And procedure three?
Was the tummy tuck and muscle repair.
Yeah.
And I had the fat grafted into my breasts and under my eyes.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Nice. So and the last one
I just had was I had liposuction to even and proportion the upper thighs, and to do that he lifted my bum up a bit on the lower back line scar, you know, so it was just kind of like a revision with a concentration on the outer thighs.
Yeah, right. Yeah, kind of like I guess you'd explain it as a bit of a kind of a general tidy up, I suppose.
Well, yeah, it was the lower back lift. It does like lift the thighs a bit, but I needed more than just what it normally does. If you know what I mean.
No, I know exactly what you
and
mean.
And because I was so tiny, all of a sudden around my hips and stomach, I felt it really changed the shape of the outer thighs, you know, like they were out of proportion.
Yeah. So tell me, with all your surgeries, how long do you reckon what did you do for work? Like, do you work?
Yes, I work. And because they were because they were medically necessary, I had a heap of sick leave.
Mm-hmm.
So I just, just took sick leave.
Yeah. And how long were you off for with your... with your first one,
first one, I think I was off work for maybe 2 weeks.
Okay.
And I was able to, after each surgery, I was also able to work from home for, you know, a week or two. So, about 2 weeks off for the first one. The second one was probably about the same.
Yep.
And then working from home. Third one, the same, although there was a bit of illness in my building, so at my work, so I didn't go back because I was worried about infection. So
absolutely.
So I was just at home. I think I had organised 3 or 4 weeks actual leave for the tummy tuck one, but I worked from home for a while.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
And the last one, about 2 weeks. It's all minimal, really. It goes so fast.
Yeah. And so how was your experience with Dr. Sandico? I know you chose him because you'd researched him before, but when you actually had to, how did you find him? How did you find the team? Was the aftercare good, the forecare? What was that like?
They are amazing. Like they truly are amazing. The girls are so supportive, and any questions or anything you need, they're so happy to help you and they check in. I loved the way Dr. Sandico is really honest with you about, you know, what can be done. And in my experience, you know, the things that he did exceeded, you know, what I thought could be done.
Mm-hmm.
Which was amazing. But yeah, I just felt like I could absolutely trust him and what he was saying to me.
Yeah.
So that made me feel really at ease as well. Yeah. But yeah, I couldn't even say I had any negativity or negative experience at all. It was just all really positive and encouraging. Yeah.
No, I totally understand. I've never heard a bad word. It's funny because you always hear something about someone, but I've actually never heard.
The aftercare is amazing. Like right from, you know, constantly going in and seeing the nurse. You know, they have a proper surgical nurse, and if I'm worried about anything, I would just go in and was really monitored. I got the scar management was really good. I honestly just couldn't fault them at all.
And so how close are you from your last procedure? And did you go in there every so often to have any treatments, the scar therapy treatment? Like what do they do to help you with your scars?
With the scars, so my last procedure was on the 27th of February.
Mm-hmm.
You just go in, you know, after a week. I have, I tend to have drains for a little while. You know, sometimes my drains can stay in for like 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just me. I just go in and get the wound checked and the drain site, and they make sure that I'm, you know, that everything's fine. And then when you get to a certain point, Dr. Sandico gives you this gel strip. Mm-hmm. Gel plus something that you wear on your scars, and that's mm-hmm. actually really amazing. They help them. My scars are really minimal, and I am a person that tends to scar.
Yeah, right.
So I've been really impressed with how, mm-hmm. considering it's only like February, it's only like 3 months ago, and already the scar's amazing.
So how has it all changed your life? Because it sounds like you've got rid of, do you know how much skin you've got rid of in total?
I know off the back they cut 2 kilos when I had the lower back lift, and I know they, when I had my breast lift, I think I lost 90 grams on one and 100 gram on the other, but they are amazing. Like mm-hmm. I'm so happy with them. And then when I had the fat grafting, we put 260 mil in each one. And I've retained most of it. Like I've retained most of the fat. They are a good double D, like D kind of to double D.
Yeah.
But they're perky and they're where they should be. I haven't had that since I was a teenager. So for me it's amazing because I love clothes.
Yeah.
And I always have to even just with all the skin, putting on a one-piece swimming suit, you know, you're pulling them up and it's like pulling all the skin with it, and it's like, you know what I mean? Like it's just uncomfortable.
Totally.
It's always uncomfortable. And I always wanted to wear like backless dresses and things, but I always had to wear a bra and they'd flop out of bras. Like I'd have to wear bras too big just to contain them in there. So I've just felt really self-conscious and uncomfortable like for forever since like all the way back then, and now I literally can just chuck on a day dress with no bra and off I go up to the shop.
So good.
I know. And just around my waist and things, like I always had like the tire, like I had the skin, so I'm, you know, way smaller than I was. I can wear little tops and things that kind of show a glimpse of midriff now and then, and it really has. It's changed how I feel about myself. It's changed how I dress, what kind of clothes I can wear. I feel young. Like I felt old when I was young.
Yeah. No, I know exactly what you mean. So how old are you?
I'm 45. I was 45 in March.
Yeah, right. Well, you don't look it and you don't sound it. And now your body would make you look even younger again as well.
It just makes me feel like a young person. Yeah, I feel different. I really do.
Yeah, and the thing is, if you've been bigger most of your life, like you're just starting to live your life now as the you know, kind of thing.
Yeah, the thing that I lost the weight 20 years ago. So, you know, I was massive, lost the weight. I've kept it off, but I never felt slim because of all the excess skin adds sizes.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So you never
So
I never really even appreciated, you know, the weight loss that I'd made because of the extra skin.
Of course, because you could tuck all that in and all that.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, you know it's there.
Yeah, totally. Well, look, It's just been so nice talking to you. It's been so nice and refreshing because I know that you had no problems, so you must have been pretty healthy before. And I think probably because you lost your weight so much further before you got your skin done, I think there's a lot in that as well as far as your recovery goes, because it sounds to me like you had a pretty good recovery, really.
Well, I had a few hiccups, you know, like I did have a, you know, an infection at one point, and, you know, it wasn't, you know, I was in pain. It wasn't all, you know, flowers and lollipops.
Yeah, of course.
You know, you've got to also weigh the fact that I've had, you know, four pretty big operations.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can't expect to have nothing, I don't think. Bodies are unpredictable. But, yeah, I think just taking care of yourself and really taking it easy and listening to what the doctors tell you to do, I think that's the key.
Yeah, I agree. Well, thank you so much. It's been so interesting and lovely talking to you. It's always really good to get a snapshot, you know, because a lot of people are doing things together, a lot of people are doing them separately, and I don't often get to speak to people that do them separately because it is more expensive, it's a longer recovery time, but it's definitely my choice if I'm going to have procedures myself, because the thought of any more than that just kind of freaks me out a bit, but some people do so well with it, so, you know, more power to them as well, you know.
I think you do what you got to do, you know, with the resources that you have, truly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Well, look, thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's been lovely talking to you. And listeners, look, if you're out there and if you want to find out a bit more about Dr. Gavin Sandico, this will, of course, be up on the Hub as a blog. But you can also just type his name into the search bar on the homepage. You just type Dr. Gavin Sandico. You can Google him. You can send us an email to info@plasticsurgeryhub.com.au, or you can even check social media, so whatever you choose to do. So thank you so much, Leanne. I really appreciate your time talking with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See ya.
Bye.
The material provided in this podcast is general information and does not constitute medical advice, nor is it a substitute for consultation and advice from your own practitioner. It should not be used to diagnose or treat any medical illness. Any medical or surgical decision should be made in consultation with your own doctor or practitioner and not based on the materials provided in this podcast.